You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Thursday, January 6, 2022. Fancy like Permian. The 2022 outlook is bright for our favorite U.S. basin. Published by Jason Ferguson. You can count on certain things this time of year. Alabama is in the hunt for a college football national championship. There's fresh powder somewhere in the Rockies. It's mostly still shorts weather in Houston, and there's a catchy new country song ripe for blog titles. January also brings some unknowns, with pundits throwing out various scenarios for stock and commodity markets, as well as the more recent trend in postulating the outcomes of the latest COVID variant. When it comes to the U.S. onshore oil and natural gas markets, Permian continues to be old reliable, especially with crude north of $70 per barrel and natural gas prices flirting with $4 per million BTU. There's a lot we can't predict about the year ahead, like the NCAA football championship, though this writer, at least, is pulling for Georgia next week, but our view of Permian production growth hasn't changed. In today's blog, we provide this year's outlook for Permian crude oil and natural gas markets. We started publishing a yearly outlook for the Permian 2 years ago, and boy was our timing excellent. In that initial January 2020 outlook, we correctly forecast a pandemic, negative crude prices, and widespread Permian well curtailments. Just kidding. Who could have seen all of that coming? What we actually said was that Permian oil and gas production growth would continue given a certain price scenario, pressuring natural gas basis prices in the basin, though crude basis would stay tight due to a pipeline overbuild. Those basis views were mostly correct, though production took a hit in 2020, as we covered in last year's 2021 Permian Outlook. In last year's version of this prognostication, we returned to our growth view, which panned out. Volumes actually came in better than we expected, as you will see in a minute. So, where does that leave us as we start 2022? Our view is positive again regarding production growth, though there are some unique features to this year that add uncertainty, even before you throw in the usual unpredictable events that seem to happen with increasing frequency. Let's turn our attention first to the Permian gas markets. For those of you who don't know, the Permian produces a lot of natural gas. Current volumes sit just under 14 BCF per day, though they were once again dented by last weekend's cold snap, which initially drew comparisons to last February's deep freeze, but turned out to be nothing near that order of magnitude. On a side note, if you are interested in more of the real-time analysis around Permian gas markets, you might want to check out our weekly newsletter, the Nat Gas Permian. Figure 1 in today's blog on the website shows this year's Permian gas forecast as it stands today, which is based on prices near the forward curve. We have also included in Figure 1 our forecast from last year. Note that the solid lines are historical data. It has changed slightly as volumes were actualized. So, how did we do last year? Not bad, if you ask us, though we are biased. A more objective analysis might say we missed a lot of growth. That is true as we forecast Permian natural gas hitting 12.5 BCF per day by the end of 2021. In reality, it topped 14 BCF per day late last year. What did we miss? Well, for starters, oil prices were about $25 per barrel lower at this time last year. Permian rig counts were also about 60% lower. We didn't see that coming, though, in all fairness. We do consistently update our production models in our weekly newsletter, so readers there will know we kept on our toes tracking the phenomenal gas growth in the basin. Which brings us to the year ahead. Simply put, we see growth remaining firm and now have end of 2022 natural gas production in West Texas and southeastern New Mexico topping 15 BCF per day, versus last year's 2022 end target of 13 BCF per day. Could we be too low again? Sure, if crude prices continue to march higher and drive up rig counts. What about lower? That is certainly possible as well, as oil markets will no doubt continue their volatile ways this year. Assuming we are in the ballpark, Permian gas should move higher throughout the year. What does this mean for natural gas basis at the Waha Hub? The Permian's primary natural gas market? In our view, things could get dicey for Waha basis. The recent values at the Hub have shown relatively small discounts to Henry Hub due to the start of new pipeline takeaway capacity during 2021. The outlook for new pipeline egress is muddled. Various midstream companies have offered proposals for what would be a fourth greenfield pipeline to the Texas Gulf Coast, but nothing is set in stone and they may find difficulty securing the firm volume commitments needed to anchor a new line. Which means that meaningful new capacity would arrive, at best, in late 2023. And while our current growth outlook doesn't imply that all the current gas pipeline capacity leaving the basin will be exhausted in the months ahead, there are always events like maintenance and pipeline force majeure that can limit outbound capacity. Given the propensity for producers to improve well results, the Waha basis may be under intense pressure before folks realize it. Turning to crude oil production in the Permian, we were similarly wrong about 2021 growth in last year's January outlook. This time last year we saw end of 2022 oil production hitting about 5 million barrels per day, and we are now 10% or so higher at near 5.5 million barrels per day. Again, higher prices and rig counts have led to the inflation in our current oil production forecast. However, don't go thinking that crude oil will have the same possible takeaway hangups as natural gas. As we discuss weekly in our Crude Oil Permian report, and Rusty noted in his 2022 prognostications blog earlier this week, there will be plenty of Permian crude oil pipeline capacity to handle this year's growth, and then some. In fact, there are rumblings out there that some of the extra crude pipeline capacity could be moved gas service. So, there it is, folks. A quiet, growth-filled year for Permian natural gas and oil production. Do we think things will pan out so predictably this year, with nice smooth lines up and to the right for Permian hydrocarbons? Maybe. It does seem like many of the challenges of the past 2 years have started to ease, whether it's producer cash flows and debt levels, or the demand-destroying initial responses to the pandemic. That easing seems to bode well for the Permian this year, and we even see renewed confidence from producers, such as Pioneer Natural Resources, which recently said it has lifted almost all of its remaining crude hedges for this year. However, the unknown always lurks, and we wouldn't be surprised to see another curveball thrown at the Permian in 2022. As always, we will keep you posted should that occur. Side note. Some of the views presented in this article regarding college football allegiances do not necessarily reflect those of RBN Energy. Fancy Like was written by Walker Hayes, Cameron Bertolini, Josh Jenkins, and Shane Collins and appears as the first song on Walker Hayes' fifth EP, Country Stuff. Released as a single in August 2021, it went to number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart and number three on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Applebee's Restaurants brought back its Oreo cookie shake due to the popularity of the song, which mentions it in the chorus. A remix of Fancy Like, featuring guest vocals from Keisha, was released in September 2021. Personnel on the original record were Walker Hayes on vocals and various Nashville studio musicians. Country Stuff was recorded in Nashville and produced by Walker Hayes, Shane McAnally, and Joel Thibodeau. Released in June 2021, it went to number 4 on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart and number 32 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. One single, Fancy Like, was released from the EP. Walker Hayes is an American country music singer and songwriter. He has released 3 studio albums, 5 EPs, and 11 singles. Fancy Like is nominated for a Grammy Award in 2022. Hayes lives in Franklin, Tennessee, with his wife and 6 children. He still records and tours, with his next release, Country Stuff the album, dropping soon. Live tour dates are slated to begin in the last week of January 2022.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.